Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution, or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on Om Times Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Eros Evolution. This is where sexuality and spirituality meet. My name is Martha. I'm a clinical sexologist with a doctorate in human sexuality, and I'm from Eros Coaching. That's eroscoaching.com. Every week, we explore different topics when it comes to sex and spirituality, and today we have sex rituals to raise sexual excitement with Dr. Laurie Bitsbay. And so, you know, rituals are part of every aspect of our lives. And when we incorporate rituals rather than routines into our sex life, we can raise the level of excitement. And this will help you to create a deeper connection with your partner or partners and turn your sex into worship. Rituals are routines are usually things we do without thinking so much, and this can lead to boredom. However, ritual requires 100% of your attention being focused on the now. Most of the rituals Dr. Laurie Bitsbay incorporates create sacred space and bring the divine into self and lover. The ritual can be as simple as bathing each other before playing together, or as complex as setting up a dungeon and enacting an intricate BDSM scene or session, adding deliberately charged energy to any sexual session intensifies and electrifies. So Dr. Laurie Bitsbay, she is a sex and intimacy coach, psychologist, speaker, educator, and author. She works with individuals, couples, and polyamorous groups to help them find and create their ideal intimate relationships. She works with all genders and sexual orientations. Dr. Laurie Beth has a specialty in healing sexual trauma and helping people move beyond survivor and back into full sexual life. She is kink knowledgeable, uses sexual energy as divine energy and some forms of kink as the best and easiest way, to raise large quantities of energy. To follow Avengers, you can sign up for her newsletter, catch her podcast, that's A to Z of Sex and Sex Spoken here on iTunes. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's so lovely to be here.
Thank you so much for coming. So share with us, you know, I've given all this background about you. Tell us a little bit about your work.
So I spend some of my time doing one-to-one coaching and some of my time doing couples coaching. But probably the most interesting activity is doing intensive work with couples and individuals and polyamorous groups when they want to move through either a sexual block or re-energize their sex lives or resolve issues following a trauma. And that's when I do intensive work, and that's probably when I spend the most time working with people on creating sexual rituals.
Okay, tell us how you go about creating them.
So it depends on the couple. Ooh, I'm sorry, there's feedback. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
I'm going to change one thing in my setup to see if I can make that better on my end. Okay, so it depends on the couple or the individual, how we go about it, but all ritual creation starts with a discussion about how you bring yourself into the present. And I know some of your material, and I know that you speak quite a bit about people paying attention to their breathing and using their breath work to raise energy and integrating that with sexuality. And that's a place where I start with people as well.
Mm. Okay. So that breath.
So first, center in the now and center with breath. And then discuss what type of ritual would you like to create? I think one of the things you said in the introduction was that rituals can be very simple. They can be about, for example, having a bathing ritual prior to sex and actually making that the beginning of your sexual play. So that's more of a sensual ritual. So in that kind of a situation, you would have the couple create a sacred space. So I usually advise, you know, cleaning the bedroom thoroughly from top to bottom, bringing in some beautiful sheets if they're going to be in there, bringing in something that's nice in terms of scent, things that are going to revitalize the area. And then starting with that as part of their ritual. So actually creating the space while they're cleaning the space and maybe thinking about the joy that they're going to create with each other, the excitement that there's going to be together. So that would be the beginning of the ritual space.
Okay. Anything else that you would suggest to couples?
Okay, so that may be a sort of a straightforward ritual that you would do. Create the ritual space. Bathe with your partner. Now, lots of couples don't bathe together. Sometimes the showers are too small or baths are too small. But other times, really, it's just about seeing bathing as something that is functional instead of something that can be fun. So have them bathe each other. There's nothing more exciting than having somebody wash your hair and actually going through the whole process of brushing through someone's hair.
Beautiful.
For me, if people who see photos of me will understand why I think this is so exciting, I've got huge amounts of red curly hair. So the process of actually brushing mm-hmm. through it and feeling that sensuality and all those nerve endings that you don't usually pay attention to, and then mm-hmm. going through the whole washing process, toweling a bit dry, and then reciprocating. So wash your partner.
Mm.
And mm-hmm. then move into the bedroom. Now from here, a lot of times people are turned on enough where they just get involved in whatever kind of sexual play that they feel like getting involved with. When you're freshly washed, it's a great time, I think, to actually be doing things that are oral. And so you can create a ritual with oral sex where you actually start at the top of your lover's head and work all the way down the front of the body and all the way back up the back of the body, with the rule being that you have to wait until you've completed this cycle before you can focus on any particular area for any length of time. So all of that time you're building the sexual energy and building the sexual energy.
Mm. Mm. Beautiful.
So by the time by the time people get to orgasm, it is just incredible. And my experience, when people are centered and fully in the moment and they take this time to develop arousal, is orgasm is of course that much stronger and lasts that much longer. And so that's part of the process, because you're adding more and more sexual energy the more time you take. And a lot of times people don't remember that. They think that quickly getting to orgasm should be the goal, but part of what you try to do when you're doing this is to get people to slow down and really focus on every sensation.
That's beautiful.
It is great fun, and it's lovely, and it is a form of worship. I mean, if you think of giving your partner all of that attention, that you are just focusing every bit of energy and attention that you have on them.
Yeah, I was going to say just now that for those people who are very particular about cleanliness, the bathing ritual will really help them feel clean and also help them feel that their partner is clean. I know of clients who are very concerned about smells, and that's part of what affects them a lot if they are breathing scents that they're not familiar with. They don't like any kind of smell. Yeah, so I can see how that would be really positive. And some people are also water people. They really start to relax a lot when they have water in their lives. So that by itself can be a ritual. I liked what you said about cleaning the bedroom and putting on clean sheets. So preparing the space gives a purpose and meaning behind what is going to happen. It also builds anticipation and excitement. So I really like that, actually. So we have a break, and we'll come back with Dr. Laurie Beth after this and talk more about sex ritual.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
You are listening to Eros Evolution on the OM Times Radio Network, and you can share this show with your friends by going to the link omtimes.com/mobile. With this link, you'll be able to listen to the show without needing to download any app. And also, you can listen to every single episode of Eros Evolution by going to Google and key in Eros Evolution at a glance. And from that link, you will be able to access every single episode at a glance. What you do is essentially you scroll up and down to see every single episode, and they link back to OM Times Network. So we're talking about sex rituals to raise sexual excitement today with Dr. Laurie Beth, and she's a sex and intimacy coach, psychologist, speaker, educator, and author. And just before break, we were talking about rituals in the form of bath and how you could set up the space and some of the ideas in which you could engage with your partner after the bath including oral sex, down the body and up the spine. So welcome back, Dr. Lori Beth.
Thank you.
So what other sex ritual ideas do you have for us?
Well, so I thought maybe we'd talk about a spanking ritual. Sometimes people are interested in trying something that's a little bit more edgy, but they're quite frightened about levels of pain, and spankings can actually be quite gentle, and even slightly more intense spankings can not be experienced as pain. So what you can do is prepare for this by talking with your partner about whether or not they would like to receive a spanking. And I like to say for a ritual like this that actually you prepare by dressing up a little bit. And wear a pair of panties. If you're female and you're going to be spanked, although men can wear the panties as well. But if you're male, wear a pair of underwear that you like, that feels nice on your skin, and start with an over-the-clothing spanking. So as part of the ritual, you discuss how many strikes and where they're going to happen. Now, if you've never given a spanking before, spankings are best done from the meaty part of the rear end through into the middle of the thighs. And actually there is what we call a sweet spot, which is underneath the bottom, the underside of the bottom. And so actually when you spank, you can actually lift the bottom a little bit with the spank. If you're doing this for the first time, this can be actually quite a gentle caress and then lifting the bottom. And so the ritual involves it being structured so you know exactly how many spanks you're going to get. And I recommend doing it over the person's lap because that's very intimate and you have that wonderful contact. And then your genitals will also get stimulated over your partner's lap as the spanking is going on. If it does feel a bit painful, use your breathing in order to manage that pain and to actually stay in contact with it. And you'll soon find within a couple of strokes that it becomes, that pain, that edge becomes pleasurable. If you're aware of the energy in your body, you'll notice that the energy builds and rises. And if you approach orgasm, it will rise all the way through your body. It's quite a simple ritual, but quite a lot of fun.
Beautiful. Thanks for explaining it so articulately. I think it's something that is easy to visualize if you've seen people do it, or if you've actually done this yourself, or if you've done some kind of like breath work where you know how energy can move through your body as you breathe. So Dr. Lori Beth, I haven't mentioned, her website is theintimacycoach.com. That's the-intimacy-coach.com. And it's important that you will be able to connect with her after the show. So besides baths and spanking, are there any other ideas that you have when it comes to sex rituals?
So there are two things that come to mind that I use quite a lot. One of the things is that people don't often realize that they can actually do something with this energy that they raise. And I know that this is something that you've talked about, which is that there is so much energy, the sexual energy that you build up when you are engaging and having sex. And that when you've ritualized your sex, you build up even more energy. And so you can actually take that energy and use it, put an intention with it and use it towards anything, towards healing yourself, towards healing the people that you love, towards creating abundance, towards creating more love, towards healing the planet. And so if you want to ritualize this with any of the kinds of activities that I'm talking about, you can actually start out and breathe, get your breathing going quietly beforehand and set an intention. Or you can, as often myself and my lover do, speak the intention out loud before you start. So that when you get to that point where you're releasing the energy, you're releasing it with that intention.
Yeah. So it's just like any form of meditation, prayer we do. We set an intention, we send the energy there. And this time what we're doing is we set an intention and we're sending it with the sexual energy that is rising.
Yes. Yes. And I do look at it as it is sex magic. It is a form of prayer. It is a form of connection. And it is our most abundant source of energy. It's probably the easiest way to generate energy, in my opinion. And often people don't think of it that way because they make a separation between their sexuality and their spirituality.
Beautiful.
When you talk about it. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So when you talk about it, when you look at it, what a sexual ritual is when you start with intention and you create a set of activities that have defined set of steps. So what makes something ritualized as opposed to just sort of having sex is that you actually decide beforehand what the steps are and you put your focused attention only on what you're doing throughout the entire time. So it's a moving meditation. Is what makes the distinction, I think, between it being ritual and it not being ritual. It's creating that space and then working through the defined set of steps and then using that energy and that intention to do something, which may, the purpose may be simply to further electrify your sex life and deepen your connection with your partner.
Beautiful. So I really, really appreciate your definition and how clear it has become. So it's the setting of intention, agreeing on a set of activity, breaking it down into steps, having focused attention, so much so it's a moving meditation and the focus, the presence, the attention on that steps and activity is what makes it a sexual ritual.
Yes. And if you think about it, you know, when we learn new activities, we break new activities down into steps. And when you're learning something for the first time, you often focus completely on it. And it feels really different than when you're so used to something that you kind of just move through it without thinking.
And so from what you're saying is actually anything can be a sexual ritual as long as we understand what makes a sexual ritual a sexual ritual. And so a bath is one, spanking is one. Any other tips and ideas that you have for us?
Well, May is, as you know, masturbation month. And so it's a grand idea to create a masturbation ritual where you actually spend the time focusing on rejuvenating your own sexual feelings, your own desires, and increasing your libido. And so what I suggest for people wanting to create something like this is to actually again, do what we said when we were talking about clearing and creating that sacred space for the couple. Do that for yourself. set aside more time than you normally would to masturbate. So don't do this when you only, you know, you're only going to have 15 minutes. Actually define time, make a date with yourself, define the time, set aside the time, decide what you're going to do for masturbation. If you usually masturbate in a particular way, you may still want to do it in the same way, the same physical way, but perhaps be clear about setting the intention first and perhaps consider other material. Don't switch off when you're masturbating. So I recommend that if you usually use pornography, it's fine to use that as a starting point. But I want you to focus internally instead of externally. So if you're able to put the pornography aside so you can focus on what's happening internally and take your time on the path to orgasm. Mm-hmm. It's a very interesting experience.
Beautiful. And would you say, recommend like setting aside a certain amount of time?
I mean, I normally would recommend setting aside at least an hour. Most people that I've worked with have difficulty spending even 20 minutes focusing on themselves. So asking them to set aside an hour is a big deal. But I know that you know, we've talked about this in the past, and I know that you actually can recommend people spending even far more time and actually really viewing it as a kind of a cathartic transformational process.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. I have the idea of creating a prolonged sex date with yourself where you are in ritual with yourself for a designated period of a few hours, and the more time you have for this ritual, the better. The premise of it being that something inside you shifts when you put aside that amount of time. So we have a break, and we'll come back more and speak to Dr. Doris Beth on sexual ritual.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
And I'm Susan Schuler.
And I'm Lori Walker.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Tune in every week at 10 a.m. Eastern on OmTimesRadio.com.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Bathe in the beautiful vibrational frequency to help you heal, expand, and remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
What's up? This is Brad and Mike from Linkin Park for Lifebeat, the music industry fights AIDS. Listen up, times are tough and you get a lot of things thrown your way. If you're being pressured to have sex and you're not ready, then say no. If you're having sex, be smart and use protection. Respect yourself and protect yourself.
For more information, call the National AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS or log on to www.lifebeat.org.
And we're back with Dr. Lori Beth on sex rituals to raise sexual excitement today. She is based in London, UK, and she does offer Skype coaching. And you can reach out to her with through her website. That's the-intimacy-coach.com. Pretty easy. The-intimacy-coach.com. She has actually two podcasts, and one is called the A to Z of Sex, which I was interviewed for. I talked about masturbation, M for masturbation. And she has another one called Sex Spoken Here. And you can find both of them on iTunes. And just before break, we were talking about what sex rituals are about, what makes a sex ritual. And we started to talk about how you can create one for yourself. Lots of people talk about how they don't have a partner and therefore they cannot do this, cannot do tantra, cannot do this or that. It is not true. Our sexuality is an ongoing relationship that we have with ourselves. In fact, it's one of the best things that we can do for ourselves to be comfortable with our sexuality when we are not partnered. And even if you have a partner, it doesn't mean that you can be with yourself, by yourself, exploring your sexuality as well. So coming back to Dr. Laurie Beth, anything else you want to add with regards to sex rituals? You know, just now we mentioned dungeons. I'm very interested about talking about that.
Yeah, so BDSM, bondage, discipline, and sadomasochism, and ritual often go together, because when you are working, when you are exchanging power with somebody and one person's in control and the other person is the one who's surrendering, then having a structure in which to do that works very well. So people often enjoy creating quite complex rituals within that world and within those sorts of interactions. And the other reason that people do that is because working with pain as a means to pleasure can also be best done in a somewhat ritualistic environment. There are many religious practices in which pain is used to reach states of ecstasy and to reach the divine, and it's no different when you're using pain in sexual terms. The idea is that ecstasy is raised through that, the pain is transmuted into pleasure. And so if you're going to do that, a ritual in a dungeon is fantastic. Now, when I say dungeon, people think, you know, dim, dark places, and certainly some public dungeons are set up to look like that. But often you can find very nice, bright spaces, bright, clean, with all the equipment you might ever want. You can create a dungeon space in your own home, but it's a bit more difficult to do so, because you've got to work out the best sort of equipment in order to undertake things. Like if you're going to, rather than doing a spanking, let's say you're going to do a flogging and you want to use a flogger and you want to be able to reach the person's entire back, it is easier if you actually are using a piece of equipment that's set up for the purpose rather than having somebody lean against a wall, for example. So there are local places that you can rent out often, spaces that you can rent by the hour or for an evening, or some of them even do bed and breakfast overnight if you want to go to a dungeon privately. And then there are also public clubs. If you wanted to set up a ritual, you start with a planning session for this. It's very important that you talk about what you're going to do and that you are clear about what your limits are. If you and your partner have never done something like this before, it's actually worth taking a class before doing it about what you're going to do, i.e. if you've never given a flogging before, it may seem extremely simple, but I always recommend actually getting information from somebody who knows more than you do. Lots of people, you can teach this sort of class in person, but there are lots of people who teach over Skype, so that you can learn about different kinds of strokes, where not to hit someone, how to gain a rhythm so that you actually are helping the person raise their energy. And when you do this sort of thing, your energy will raise in tandem. So there's, all of these things are, of course, interactional, but this is extremely interactional. Your responses bounce off each other throughout. So setting up a ritual involves setting up what are our limits. Lots of people set up safe words, which is something that you say or do to let your partner know, don't go any further. We need to stop now. Mm. If you're both inexperienced, it's a really good idea so that nobody gets upset or badly hurt. This can be quite frightening, but it can also be quite exciting. I would advise for a first ritual, actually setting up the trip to the dungeon and agreeing that what you're going to do at the dungeon is you're going to try out and find the equipment that you're most comfortable with. Now, most dungeons will have a spanking bench. I'm not sure if your listeners have ever done any gymnastics, but if you have, if you think about things like the horse, there's a piece of equipment that's very much like the horse that somebody can lie over. A spanking bench will often have a place for you to kneel, and then you can lie over so that you're putting the target in a very obvious place, but you're resting. You're not having to hold your own weight. There are St. Andrew's Cross, which is actually an upright, usually slightly angled, and it's in a cross formation, and you can either restrain someone to this, or you could just lean against it and put your hands at the top and hold on to it, and it spreads your legs slightly. And again, the idea is for this to take your weight so that you can simply concentrate on receiving what your partner is doing to you. If you have to worry about holding yourself up, it's competition of sensation, and it can take you out of that ritual space. Plan out at the beginning, how will you start? I advise that people set up a greeting that means that now we're starting this scene and one person's in charge and the other person is receiving. That can involve addressing your partner as sir or ma'am. That can simply involve not speaking unless there's something you have to say, whatever it is to signal a change from normal daily life to this new space, this ritual space. So for a first time, you set that up, you make that changeover, you spend a couple of minutes with each other breathing and connecting and being aware of everything in the space, taking in the sights and sounds and smells, allowing that excitement to build, and then begin the session. You might be restrained to whatever piece of equipment you're using. Let's say we're going to use a St. Andrew's cross because it's easy, because I can describe it well, and I don't have visuals on the radio. So if you're using that, then you might use, most dungeons will have a bunch of equipment for you to use. Pick a pair of soft restraints and put them around the wrists and ankles of the person you're working with, and you can gently restrain them to the cross. So you're not putting them up there tightly. Nothing that actually causes discomfort at this part. Just something to help secure them so that they stay upright to that space, so that they're comfortable and they're not having to spend too much energy concentrating on it. And then begin a flogging, using the flogger, use a soft flogger. Deer skin is good for this because it's light and soft, whereas you can also get something that's made out of bull hide, for example, which is quite heavy. And so that might be quite a lot for somebody who's never experienced something like this before. And take it and actually just run it over your partner's back and bottom and thighs. So just like let it like go like a waterfall with a light touch. Nothing that's painful, a very light touch. And build the touch up. So sort of 20 strokes like that. And then a bit harder for two, and a bit harder than that for two, and now focusing on the bum and the top of the thighs, and a bit harder for two until you get to something that your partner says hurts, but doesn't make them want to say, oh my God, you have to stop. And it takes some paying close attention to your partner and some discussion sometimes initially before you figure out where that spot is. But I would suggest that you wouldn't be spending more than about 20 minutes flogging. That's quite a long flogging. So the first 15 minutes of that would be gentle and sensual, and the last five would be building up a pain level. And then as you stop, bringing the person down from the position they're in, unrestraining them, and then if you've agreed and you're both turned on, that's the point at which to be considering having sex. If you haven't talked that through and you haven't agreed, then you take the person down, hold them, stroke them, reconnect, and gently move out of that space. It can be a real high experiencing a flogging. Some people reach orgasm without any other kind of touch, and it can surprise you if that happens and you didn't realize that could happen. That can be incredibly exciting. Other people are so turned on that the first thing they want to do is do something that's going to bring them to orgasm. You don't have to have full-on penetrative sex at that point. You can massage your partner with your hands. You can use your mouth. You can be creative. But often, both parties want some form of orgasm. You also need to realize that with that energy that high, and with you expending that energy, you're going to need to sit down.
So we have a break and we'll come back after this.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Join me, Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, for my new show, Karma Talk. Learn how to get rid of your karma so that you can start living the life you are meant to live. I am not going to tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Join me on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for Karma Talk on Om Time Radio.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To get a friend home safe.
And to not blame the victim.
It's on us.
To look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us to stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us, all of us,
to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
And welcome back to the last 15 minutes of today's show, or rather the last 13 minutes of today's show. And we're talking about sex rituals to raise sexual excitement. And just now, Dr. Laurie Beth was explaining in quite an amount of detail about how you could create a BDSM scene at home for yourself and the kind of props that you could possibly look into. And So then the break came up. So Dr. Laurie Bell, would you like to continue to elaborate on the ritual?
Yes, the last thing that I was going to talk about is that sometimes after an intense ritual like this or an intense scene like this, there can be an energy drop. So you've been really, really excited, and then you can feel kind of all of a sudden very tired, but also maybe a little low. So just make sure to give each other some time and recognize that that's all that's happening, and talk it through, and lots of cuddles. If you're not living together, so just, you know, kind of do a text or phone call check-in so that you can reconnect. One of the things I wanted to offer to listeners is to give you a script for each of the rituals that I've described, so that you have it all written out, and then you can put your own personalized details into it to create any of these at home. And if you would like this, simply contact me via my website, fill in the contact page, that's the-intimacy-coach.com, and I'd be happy to send you script for each of these.
That's great. That's a really generous offer. Don't forget to send one to me.
I will not.
Beautiful. Okay, so we're almost coming to the end of today's show, and we've explained sex rituals. And I just want to make clear to listeners the difference with routines. So would you mind explaining the difference between rituals and routines?
Yeah, routines are things that we do that we don't really pay a lot of attention to. So, you know, you learn how to, I'm going to use a ridiculous one, you learn how to brush your teeth. And once you've learned it well, you do it the same way every time without thinking about it. And in fact, while you're brushing your teeth, you might be thinking about other things. Or, you know, if you remember back to, if you're a driver, when you learned to drive a car, it was really difficult. You had to concentrate on every step. And then when you've done it for a while, you can drive somewhere for an hour and not really remember the journey at all because you drove on automatic pilot. Those are the sorts of things that I call routines. They're things that we've got so integrated that we don't think. With ritual, though you're doing things in a similar or the same way each time, the idea is to put all of your concentration and attention on it so that you do think about what you're doing each step of the way quite deliberately. So if things are routinized, they become boring. But when things are ritualized, the excitement builds because you're focusing 100% of your attention. And the difference is huge. For some people, it's hard to understand that just by having someone talk to them about it. So I invite you to try this, to sit with your partner, if you have one, for 2 minutes and focus on them. So if you have stray thoughts while you're sitting there looking at them, just let them go and to just focus on them fully for 2 minutes. If you don't have a partner, I want to invite you to sit in front of the mirror and do this. And then notice the difference between doing that and just looking at somebody.
Okay.
That kind of will give you a feeling for the difference between something that's routine, where you're not really paying attention, where it's just kind of automatic. That's what routine is, versus something that is ritualized where you are paying attention. And you can really feel the difference. So if you're doing it by yourself, in front of a mirror, do something like you brush your hair or style your hair, put on your makeup, wash your face, do something that you normally do as a routine, but instead of doing it as a routine, focus for every step and compare the difference.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit more about what what projects or what things you're working on, and how listeners can engage with you besides contacting you and asking for your script.
Right. So on both my websites, theintimacycoach.com and A to Z of Sex.com, there's a place where there's a button that says book now. So you can book 30 minutes free with me for a strategy session. On the Intimacy Coach, there's also, if you go into the services page and about working with me, there are different ways that you can hire me as a coach. Or you can join on one of the workshops we've got upcoming. At the moment, I'm working on releasing a new retreat, so there should be one. It should be happening before the Christmas holidays, and the details of that will be there. But you can also follow me on Twitter, which is at Dr. Visby, and that's B-I-S-B-E-Y. So it's D-R-B-I-S-B-E-Y. I'm on Instagram as Lori Beth Visby, and Facebook as well. And all of those are good ways to engage with me. If you would like more information about anything I've mentioned, feel free to email me directly, Dr. Lori Beth, that's D-R-L-O-R-I-B-E-T-H, at A to Z of Sex.com. That's A-T-O-Z-O-F-S-E-X. .com. And those are the easiest ways. I'm in the process of continuing both podcasts. A to Z of Sex is now in the middle of its second series, and Sex Spoken Here is in the middle of its first. And I changed the title of the one that the interview that you and I did together to make sure it could come out earlier. So it's now J is for Jilling Off, which is another way for saying female masturbation. So that's the episode. And right now, this week, we've just Monday, this coming Monday, will be G. So it'll be out in a few weeks.
Great. Thank you so much for coming on today's show. I really appreciate what you've shared with us and made everything really clear and simple with regards to how to create a sex ritual and also the difference between a ritual and routine. So that was really useful. And I forgot to ask you this question. It's a really important question. I always ask my guests this question. What do you see is the link between sex and spirit?
To me, all sex is divine. All sex is a method of worship. Because we are divine, then all sexual activity that we are involved in is a method of worship as well. All consensual sexual activity, I should say. And so for me, it's the sexual energy that is spiritual energy and it allows me to worship the divine in my partners, the divine in myself, and then also the great divine. Through using sex, that is for me one of my primary ways of worship.
Beautiful. Thank you very, very, very much. I really enjoyed being on your show, and I enjoyed having you here.
And I loved being here, and I loved having you, so thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, so let's talk about our guest for next week. Next week, we're going to be talking about Swing Down Under, and this is an Australian couple who moved to Singapore. They are C and D, and they're not using their real names because they have professional jobs, and they will be sharing their lives for the last 3 years on being part of and being involved in the swinging lifestyle, and they will be talking about the good, bad, sexy. So that you get an idea of the world of ethical non-monogamy, a.k.a. swinging. They are a long-term couple who was in a seven-year monogamous relationship and now talking about their personal journey. So this is going to be a very interesting show because this is not people who are sex educators, although they do some form of sex education now through their sharing and their own podcasts. So Swinging Down Under is their podcast, and do stay tuned to Eros Evolution next week. And you know, this is May for Masturbation Month, and I am doing a Make Love Week with my colleague Robbie Vergal. And you can find our Facebook group by going to facebook.com/groups Make Love Week. I also have facebook.com groups or yoga, and that's basically my orgasmic yoga book where I am currently going through sharing my 30 days of orgasmic yoga. So you may want to join those two Facebook groups and stay tuned to Eros Evolution next week as we talk about swinging down under. In the meantime, be good, have sex, masturbate, and keep working on your sexuality and on your spirituality, because that's what life is about. It's awesome, it's great, have fun.